top 10 finish, 10th place team points. You get a medal at in your doubles team. It was a good 2-day run. You got a chance to play, get some kids playing on Tuesday, and that was great to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought the team played really well, honestly. You know, it was a great first round where everybody won their first round matches. I'm really pleased with that. You know, just stepping back and looking at things as we were coming home last night. I mean, we took four kids and never been down to the state tournament. So it was our first real experience of playing at state. And boy, to win a first round match and, you know, just get to the second round was pretty impressive. And yeah, top 10 finish, you know, going into the season. I don't like to sell teams short, but I mean, knowing what we had coming back and the new kids we're going to have on the varsity level, if we had a top 10 finish, I'd be pretty happy with that. And it was great. You know, then we capped off the day with Tyson and Caleb getting the seventh place medal in a great match against GICC to close out the state tournament with a win was awesome. And yeah, it was good to see the guys in the middle round and really, really proud of both of those boys, the whole team as a whole. But, you know, personally, just for Tyson last year, being at two singles, he was seated, I believe, number 9. Got upset in the tiebreaker in the first round. So we got eliminated, didn't even have a chance to get into the medal round, and then transitioned over to playing single or doubles this year and stepped up his game, and getting a medal is quite a feat for him, especially being a senior. So that was a really special moment for him to get on the medal round and coming back and kind of just righting the ship, you might say, from last year's kind of defeat. It was tough, but yeah, Caleb did a nice job. You know, all the kids just did so well. They competed so hard. And just looking at the teams, you know, you look at every year, I look at what teams did not score points. And this year, there's only 6 teams in the 31 team field that did not score a point. And usually it's, you know, 10 to 15, maybe even 18 teams. And so that just tells you how good teams were this year, how much the play was improved, and just a lot of fun to watch. A lot of different teams were in the medal rounds. You know, on Tuesday. So it was kind of fun to watch different teams getting the opportunity to get medals. You know, really, really proud of the Garing team. They have not had anybody play on day 2 for, boy, it's been a long, long time. And so it was nice to see their kids be able to get some medals at number 2 doubles. So, yeah, it was a fun day for the Western teams to represent Western Nebraska in a really, really nice manner.
Yep, Lexington, I see, as far as the Western teams and a team you know very well. They finished, well, I think, 6th place overall, so not too bad for that team.
Yeah, we actually got to watch Lexington play their one doubles match against Elkhorn North, and that was one of the last matches on almost. They went to a third set tiebreaker and won that tiebreaker in the third set. I think it was 7-4, if I'm not mistaken. So that was really fun to watch Lexington compete, and they have a really nice team. They just lose one player. They have 5 guys come back next year. So they'll be a team that will contend, you know, next year. You know, that's going to be fun to watch. But honestly, one of the best matches of the day was honestly came up one singles in the championship. You know, Mount Mike already had everything won. They won one doubles. They won 2 doubles. They won 2 singles. And so they were the champions going into that match. But to be the runner-up, it was between Elkhorn North, Pius, and Scott. And Scott and Pius were playing in the number one or the championship match in singles. So the winner of that match would be the runner-up. And it was a great 3-set match. I think it played for almost 3 hours. It was crazy how long that match went. But Pius came through in the end and got to be the runner-up. And it was great to see some of the new teams. Like Pius has not been a contender for quite a few years, and now they're back down to Class B after last year. And they're going to be tough again. They're going to be a team that's riding the ship. And Scott Catholic's another team that's rebuilding their program, and they're going to have a lot of kids back as well. So going to be tough next year. You got some really good teams returning a lot of good players, and it's going to be tough. You know, it's going to be like it was this year. We're going to have 4 guys coming back, but a lot of kids have to get on the courts and get some experience. But no, this is a great year. You know, really pleased with the kids, and a top 10 finish for this team was a great goal going into the season that we had. Just real pleased with how well they competed and how well they represented, you know, Southwest Nebraska at the state tournament.
You'll get a little time off in the winter months, and then you'll get your McCook girls right back on the courts there, getting ready for the spring season before you know it.
Yeah, I'm excited to get together with the girls. We got a great group of girls returning from last year's team, the state championship team. We got a great core coming back. This last summer, we had some really good freshmen, some new kids coming into the program that I got to work with, and it's like, man, where have you guys been the last 2 or 3 years? Because they're going to have some athleticism. They're going to have a lot of skills. She's going to have to get that knowledge and that experience and how to play tennis. But before we get to the girls' season, we start tomorrow, Thursday, with our junior high intramural program. And I've got about 5, 6, 7 kids from the high school teams are going to come in and help work with about 35 junior high kids. We're going to have some St. Pat kids come over and join us as well. So we have a 3-week intramural program to hopefully build that program a little bit more and get some of these younger kids introduced to the sport. And that's what I heard so many times at the state tournament this last week is like, it's too bad for tennis because there's no junior high tennis. There's no way for kids to see what tennis is like, because I think once kids try tennis, they really do get hooked and they enjoy the sport. So this is a great opportunity that the school allows me to do and to have this intramural program so we can get some junior high kids involved and get them a taste of what tennis is like and hopefully maybe get some more interest in our program. But I very, very much appreciate the school backing this and giving us the opportunity to at least give us 3 weeks of some intramurals with these kids and give them a chance to play tennis and see what Bison tennis is all about. But yeah, we're super excited for the girls season coming up. We've got a great core coming back and some young kids who are going to be stepping up. I think it's going to be a fun year for us.